Cindy Thompson gets down on her knees to explain the rules of the Northwoods Children's Museum to my two-year-old.
Okay, my friend, look here. See this red line and the red light way up high? What does red mean? Good girl, give me five.
Thompson encourages her to walk, put her toys away, and have fun. Then she switches the traffic light to green and sends her to play.
Go have fun.
Thompson's name tag calls her a play expert. And at the Children's Museum, that's an important title.
We believe in hands-on play for children. We lose a lot of our play in our society with TV, electronics, overscheduling of our young kids. And this is an opportunity for them to explore and touch things, move things, learn how things work. It's really how we learn best.
Ruline Gartner is the executive director of the Northwoods Children's Museum. Gartner has a degree in physics, but she says,
there really is no education that fits you for this. You really don't go to school to learn how to play.
And when it comes to fit, the Children's Museum seems to have found a surprisingly good one in the Northwoods. But Gartner says it once seemed unlikely that this kind of institution could thrive.
The business plan and the feasibility study said this museum could not survive in a community this small. And to this day, we're still the only museum in a community this small. We're the only one in the northern half of Wisconsin and the western two-thirds of Michigan.
The Children's Museum started in 1998 as the brainchild of a homeschooling husband and wife team, the Long family. Lacking the endowment that gives some nonprofits their start, the Longs had to convince the community that play was important, an effort the museum continues to this day.
We've had to work really hard and show the value that we're servicing our community right off the bat so they felt it was worth paying the amount to come in.
Like many nonprofits, they rely heavily on grants and community partnerships. Every exhibit has been built in-house by museum staff and volunteers, which gives the museum a unique Northwoods feel. Like the frozen lake, where children can climb up the steps to ride a stationary snowmobile, or down the steps to explore the pretend lake below, complete with stuffed fish.
Fishies?
They're nice fishies. There's peel fish.
There's a handmade reading tree, originally designed by a local high schooler, that reads children pre-recorded picture books over the phone, and a player piano that comes to life at the press of a button, letting children watch as hammers strike the strings inside. Gartner remembers the families and volunteers who created each piece.
You know, we can't afford to pay for construction people to come in and build everything. We have to do it ourselves. For every exhibit we do, we always have a work night, and we're getting volunteers to come in, take ownership, and help develop it. They want to be here and see how the kids play with it, and makes it just as much of a toy for them as it is for the kids.
Letting the adults play too.
That's right. Always important.
Jen O'Donnell and her two young daughters are frequent visitors to the museum since they moved to Eagle River from Madison this summer. I find them in her three-year-old daughter Autumn's favorite spot.
The dress-up room with lots of dresses and firefighter coats and a station to do hair. Yeah. We found this and we're like, yes, somewhere to go because Madison's is so big and it's hard to find things to do up here for kids. And we found this and we're like, thank goodness.
The enthusiasm of locals and visitors who come from hours away has been enough to keep the Children's Museum going for the past 16 years. More than half of the museum's revenue comes from ticket sales, much of it during the summer tourist months. As they've seen those numbers go down in the past few years, they've had to get creative, offering monthly specials like Wizard Fest and tea parties to draw families in. But for a place devoted to play, getting creative is something they can handle. Emily Bright, WXPR News, Eagle River.